Welcome. All right, let's talk a little bit about some entertainment news. It's interesting. TMZ Online has a side-by-side photo of Salma Hayek. Now, if you've listened to the program at any time at all, you know that Salma Hayek is one that I find to be one of the most attractive actresses out there. And they are showing a side-by-side photo of her from 1998 and a current one taken just not long ago here in 2014. She looks almost exactly the same. I mean, almost identical. And so the, of course, TMZ being the rag that it is, good genes or good doctors? I'm looking at her face and I'm thinking, I'm going to go with good genes. Yeah, she doesn't have that look of, you know, where the face is pulled back so tight that if she smiled, it would split right down the middle. Anyway. Oh, and also there's a thing here. I know this is going to upset you, but there's news that the band One Direction is not breaking up. Apparently they owe money, so they're going back out on the road to pay off their bill. How do you do that? How do you make millions of dollars and end up in the hole? Anyway, talking about making money, the Lego movie, perhaps all of the controversy that has swirled around said Lego movie has kept it at the top, but it is the number one box office earner over the weekend, made almost $32 million. It's up to $183 million in its third week. 3 Days to Kill, the new Kevin Costner flick, debuts at number two. It made $12.3 million. Pompeii made $10 million. That's a debut at number three. This cracks me up, man. RoboCop. Although, I think I probably would go see it. RoboCop, $9.4 million, up to $43.6 million in its second week. And Monuments Men, even though it's not getting a lot of love, $81.1 million, up to $58 million in its third week out in the theaters. There are other movies that are doing fairly well. 67% of us, though, when a survey said, yeah, you know all these great movies that are up for the awards and Best Picture this and because, you know, the Oscars are coming up this Sunday. This is where the movies get honored by the Academy, Motion Picture Sciences, blah, 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 blah. All about two-thirds of us have never seen any of the movies that are nominated. 9 movies have been nominated. American Hustle, seen it. Captain Phillips, I've seen it. Dallas Buyers Club, nope. Gravity, nope. Her, nope. Nebraska, nope. Philomena, nope. 12 Years a Slave, nope. The Wolf of Wall Street. All of these are films that most of us have not seen. 1,400 Americans said they have not seen any. 15% said Captain Phillips was the most watched Best Picture nominee. Gravity was second, and American Hustle and Wolf of Wall Street were tied for third. My family, big movie buffs. Oscar night, major event, or at least it used to be. One of the dates that my wife and I went on is I made dinner at my house. It was Oscar night. I knew she was a movie buff when we were dating, so I made dinner, and I thought, well, let's watch the Oscars together. And that was me speak saying we'll have dinner and then make out for a while. No. It was like, yeah, okay, but now the Oscars are coming on, so you have to let me watch. I'm like, well, it's the Oscars. Nobody cares about the Oscars. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Cared a lot about the Oscars. If you liked the TV show Heroes, NBC apparently is going to bring Heroes back for a 13-episode limited run. Sometime next year, they're going to call it Heroes Reborn. It looks like it may be a spinoff. The network will not discuss the storyline other than to say, quote, shrouded in secrecy. Now, does that smell like they're trying to build hype for something that they're not sure if it's going to be any good? Who knows? The network, other than that, is saying that a few of the it'll involve new cast of characters, but some of the show's former stars may pop back in for cameos. The original series ran from 2005 to 2010 and was a sensation in its first season. Interest in the show kind of declined as it went on. NBC thinks there may be some more meat left on that bone, so they're going to bring that back. And it's final. It is official and final. Kiss will not perform at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction in April. An interview on Friday, Ace Frehley said that Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley shot down any type of reunion with him and Peter Criss. He says it's very frustrating. It's what the fans wanted. It's what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame wanted. What he's saying is it's what I wanted because I need a paycheck. He says it's frustrating that they don't want to do something that the fans want after 40 years of being supported. Peter Criss also came out in another interview, said, yeah, the whole thing is disgraceful. In response, Gene and Paul posted a message on the band's website announcing there would be no performance because, quote, an emotional situation where there is no way to please everyone. Sounds like some people are being quite stubborn. Stubborn? Egomaniacal in the music world? Please. And this was interesting. Ted Nugent apologized, kinda, for calling the president a chimpanzee and a subhuman mongrel last month. He said, quote, I did cross the line. I do apologize. Not necessarily to the president, but on behalf of much better men than myself. He says, quote, using the Street Fighter terminology subhuman mongrel instead of just using more understandable language, such as violator of the Constitution and liar, that he is. Way to go, Ted. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Todd Starnes coming your way next.